It's Paul.
King of the streets.
Yeah. I haven't seen you since you were crowned BBC New Comedy Award person.
It's a weird mouthful.
Yeah, that is.
New Comedian of the Year. That's what I call it. But
yeah. Congrats, mate.
Cheers, man.
Well done. I am buzzing for you. Obviously, I thought you were gonna sneak it.
You didn't. Well, none of us did. Let's be honest. We all were looking at that lineup, going, "Ooh,
well, I
poorly
think...
boy." Competition... I don't know if you're BBC enough, like.
Yeah, Welsh though. They like Welsh, don't they?
Like Welsh,
and
yeah.
Good comedy, of course. It's not. It's not because you're Welsh, obviously. But I saw your semi. Way, come on. A lot of that obliterated the competition, I'd say.
Oh,
and then the final. Same again. Who were the judges for the final?
Pooh.
Oh, that's
Josh
nice.
Pooh.
Yeah.
Shapardi, I forget her name. See, this is why I'm surprised the BBC picked me.
Well, we heard on an earlier podcast that after your semi-final, you had to delete all your Facebook posts.
Yeah.
Nothing too controversial, just a few choice rap lyrics.
Yeah, not my words.
Not
I was
your
just
words.
Quoting.
The words of the Wu-Tang Clan. Korsandi. She is another one.
Yeah, and then you add Baba.
Babatunde,
yeah.
That's nice. Did you enjoy the final?
I loved it, man.
Did
it was
you?
Really, really fun.
You're quite calm, though. I tell you, one of the calmest comics around in terms of feeling the pressure. Unless you hide it well.
No, I hide it well, but also, I'll be honest, I didn't think I was going to fucking win.
Did you not?
No, in my
humble,
head, I was like...
A humble man.
No, it's just like, I want to get to that place where I can get a clip.
Yeah,
I was like, that'll do. I've got a clip. I've got the beeb. There you go.
That's nice.
People
yeah.
can say, look, he's on telly.
Yeah, that's really
so
nice.
So it was never
actually.
Like, oh, you're going to win it all. Yeah. That bollocks.
Yeah. Well, you came to my BBC Heats.
That's how we met.
That's how originally. We met years ago. What was that? Must have been like
2018, I think.
2018 ish.
So
were
I was
there.
I just started comedy the year before, I think.
Yeah.
I had to do an interview with the BBC at my lunch break. So there's someone in the background.
That's tough.
Sorting out their family insurance. You can hear, and they're like, where are you, Paul? I'm like, I'm on my break.
Yeah. It's £1,000 prize. It's not, I'm not hanging the boots up just yet.
They were saying, like, all the past winners. And they were like, listing all these names. Mm. But then I went through the Wikipedia page and I was like, I don't know who the fuck that is.
Yeah,
who won it?
Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
Turns out not that many.
Yeah. So they're like trying to blow smoke up your ass going, why aren't you so happy? And I'm like, relax.
It's good. Yeah, it's good. It's £1,000 and a good clip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
And it'll open some doors, baby. I'm sure. Don't you get to like write something with them or something like that?
Yeah, it's quite a lot. I didn't realise how. I thought it was just a grand. Yeah. A grand and a clip.
How much cash is it? They're like, you might get to make something with the BBC. Yeah. And how much does that pay?
Yeah. I'm renting, baby.
Yeah, let's talk turkey. We
need brass tacks over here, lads. Like, I don't know what you're playing with.
Well, I'm made up for you, genuinely. And, you know, a lot of the time it's hard to enjoy success for other people in comedy.
Yeah.
But I think everyone who knows you is genuinely pleased. This is getting sincere now, but I'm genuinely pleased for you.
That's kind of you.
You do deserve it, and you're a grafter. You work harder than a lot of people. So,
thanks, man.
Congrats.
It's hard. It's hard to hear.
Any recognition in the streets? Beatlemania, is it gripped?
No. I just saw my parents, and they said...
They recognised you.
They brought me some tinned goods.
Oh my God, are you Paul Hillier?
Kept me humble. Yeah. But they said, in Ponty, my dad's, like, people down the pub have been saying hello to him. I'm like, I saw your boy and that.
That's nice. It's got to be big news for Ponty.
Pretty much, yeah. And then, like...
And you're Ponty Preeve, is that right?
Yeah. But I've got a joke where I say, like, in Ponty, we've got 7 sunbed shops and zero libraries. Yeah. And someone like put a message going, that's not true, we've got one library.
Love that. Some bloke sitting at home in Ponty going, I'm not having that, we've got a library. How dare you?
And the mad thing is, because I had to do my heat in Ponty, I was conscious. Like, I spoke to the producer going, factually, I'm not being accurate. And she was like, it doesn't really matter.
It really doesn't matter.
And nil is funnier than one.
Yeah,
the word nil is funny.
Yeah,
so.
Really funny, yeah. Are you the most famous person from Ponty now?
No.
No?
So
I'm not including murderers.
I did a gig once in Ponty above a restaurant, and I was just saying, it's mad, isn't it, that that guy chopped a woman up downstairs. There was about 10 people in the audience, and they loved it. They were on board. Yeah. And I was like, thank fuck for that.
That's lovely local referencing. Yeah.
We're up here just having a laugh now. Yeah.
And it's nice for the people that didn't know that to know that someone was murdered in the venue.
So famous people, I'd say James and Evan James. They wrote the national anthem of Wales back when. So we've got like a monument to them.
Yeah.
It's all singers that are famous from Ponty.
Of course.
So you've got them. Then you've got James. Tom Jones, which is the biggest one.
Do you know what? When you said singers, I thought if TJ's from there, I'm going to blow my mind. Yeah.
Tom Jones. But then we've also got... Ponty Preeve, right? Ian Watkins, lead singer of... Lost Prophets.
That's a shame.
Yeah, lived in the same street as me.
That's a shame. Yeah. That is a shame. I was hoping it was going to be H from Steps, but no.
All of them bigger than me.
Yeah.
For now.
It's going to be hard to topple the Lost Prophets guy as well.
The notoriety.
I mean, I think you're going to have a phenomenal career in comedy, but I think in the history books, it's going to be hard to top that. That's tough.
But that's nice. It's nice real. Knowing that I don't have to try.
You're officially not the worst person from Ponty as well.
Exactly.
And that would be hard to top.
Oof, yeah.
Because I hate Tom Jones. No, I love Tom Jones, actually. I'm surprised he hasn't reached out.
Come on. Don't be silly.
Ponty boys got to stick together. I thought he might send you a little video.
One day, maybe.
On Insta. But it hasn't changed you.
No, not yet. No. Yeah, this is the weirdest thing, though. I could be on Comic Relief.
You are kidding me. That's great.
That's the maddest thing ever.
You're going to be on Comic Relief. Yeah. What are you doing? You're set.
They want me to do 5 minutes.
Really?
3 to 5 minutes.
Wow, that's great.
The camera.
That's huge, man.
It's huge, but I'm glad I didn't know about it because they told me on stage.
Wow.
And I was like, what do you mean? I knew there was something with maybe the BBC4.
Yeah.
Like, you know. Commission, but then they was like, oh yeah, you're gonna do Red Nose Day. I was like, what are you talking about, Red Nose Day?
You and I was gonna say Pudsey, but that's Children in Need, isn't it? That's good. I'm glad you're not on Children in Need.
Oh, yeah, that'd be a tough gig.
Comic Relief, they're not sending you to Africa though or anything.
I hope so. That would be lush.
you and Lenny Henry, is it Lenny Henry? Yeah. Out in Africa.
Yeah, it's gonna be weird.
Yeah, that's so funny. God, that's a tough gig as well. Are other people doing stand-up sets?
We don't know. Like, we're only in talks now.
Shit, man. You don't want it just to be you. Because you know when you do a gig and there's, like, music on the bill?
Yeah.
And I think you're a great comedian, but I don't want to see you follow McFly.
No.
But that's going to be tough.
Yeah. I don't mind going on after music, but I don't want... You know what would be worse than music? One of those sad fucking...
That's
look
tough.
At this donkey that's been been neglected for 50 years. Now we have a teaching assistant from Bristol here to make you laugh. Yeah. It's like, fuck off.
Yeah, but at least you'll be funnier than the pictures of harrowing places.
Yeah, but it...
They might think you're part of the appeal if you wear what you wore for the... If you wear what you wore for the final, they'll be like, look at this poor guy. What's going on in Bristol? Jesus. This is the most successful man in Bristol. I just saw that guy from Ponty and I just had to give you a few quid. Just make sure he gets some food and, you know, sorts himself out.
They seem very nice. I don't know how much I can say, but everyone's super supportive. Mm. They're all on board. Even, like, at the show, the competition, a bunch of the Red Nose Day producers were there, and they were coming up, and they were all like, "It's great, it's great." They were like, "We probably have to change maybe the wording of one or two things, yeah. But we'll talk about that later." Yeah. We think you're fantastic.
Specifically, the word pedo.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they let you do that joke, actually.
Yeah, well, it's a fantastic joke.
It's a great joke. It's a fantastic joke, of course. Watch Paul's set on the iPlayer if you want to see one of the. I mean, you know, I'm a fan of a pedo joke, and you've single-handedly done one of the best ones.
I was very happy with that.
Yeah, it's fantastic. A highbrow pedo joke.
Yeah,
that's tough to do. I'm surprised they let you do it because obviously, you know, I think Hugh. Hugh. There's a lot of Welsh BBC. Well, there's one big one.
I did a post on Instagram where I was like gushing a bit. And I made a joke of like thanking the BBC for trusting another Welshman.
That's nice.
So I was like,
"That's nice. Yeah. That's nice." Well, I don't think it's changed you. You seem, you know.
Yeah.
I'm glad we started the podcast before as well, so I don't look like one of those people. I'm clinging on to your coattails. You know, now you're a big shot. I mean, you're the talk of the green room. I was in Hen and Chicks last night. Yeah. I was hyping up old Paulie.
Oh my man!
I just went to see Paul on the BBC, and everyone went, "Yeah, great."
That's all I can ask for.
Yeah, but you know, just making sure you're in the conversation for the right reasons at last. Yeah, good on you. What else you been up to other than conquering this crazy roller coaster business?
I went and got a Costa coffee from the Tesco near you.
Oh yeah,
have you been to one of those?
Did you go to Costa Express?
Is it one of those machines in the Tesco? Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't like them.
You don't like them.
Weird.
Yeah.
Have you used it?
I've used it, but I just get black coffee because I'm a cool guy.
It's nothing to do with the coffee. It's the machine itself.
Oh, okay. Is it giving you attitude?
Because it's got speakers built into it.
Oh, I haven't had one of them.
It's got speakers built into it that makes like background noise from a coffee shop. So it's like hustle and bustle of coffee shop they're making the coffee.
Oh, that's
And I'm
not
like,
nice.
What's this? Who's this for?
Because you'd think, you know, even a bit of music wouldn't go amiss if you're just waiting for the drink to be made.
Or just let me listen to the machine do its thing.
Yeah.
I don't need false Costa. Like, what sort of weird AI nightmare are we living in? Like,
Yeah. That is really sad. That'll be the future, won't it? As a robot makes you a coffee and it plays you sounds of what you used to hear. Yeah, that is depressing.
Once you're in your single cell room with nothing on the wall.
Yeah.
No objects.
I don't think the coffee's too bad out of it, though.
Nothing wrong with the coffee. Yeah, I just didn't like the fucking speakers, man.
Yeah, that
felt
is
like
weird.
Something from RoboCop 3. Like,
yeah, that is weird.
Just waiting for Jet Li to come around the corner.
I haven't seen RoboCop. Jet Li in it?
Probably.
Yeah.
He was big in the 90s.
Yeah, for sure. I'm sort of quite pro not talking to people. So if there's an automated version, like, you know, when you go to McDonald's and you can go up and order. Or you can go to the...
You can't, though, anymore, can you? Let's be honest.
Like, no, can you not go up to the counter anymore?
I mean, there is, but they've got 7 fucking screens.
Yeah.
And the screens are closer to you.
I went into one the other day, and it didn't have the screens.
Oh, that's cool.
I don't know. Well, I was just looking around for them for ages. I was like, I'd come from the future, and I didn't know what was happening. And I was just walking around going, where are the screens? And they were like, no, you have to go up and talk to a person.
Where was this?
I was doing a gig in Reading.
Did it still have like a bench outside?
Yeah,
with Ronald
it did.
McDonald's?
Yeah, it did. And it had like a slide and stuff. It was like a proper old McDonald's. Yeah. Old McDonald's, not the farm.
The oldest. It hasn't had a refurb.
Yeah,
in
no.
Years.
And they didn't have the things. And there was just a person stood there. Yeah. And actually, you go, well, I don't want them to know, because that's the great thing about there. If you're a big fatty like me, the great thing is there's absolutely no shame in what you're ordering.
Okay. They just fill up a black bag and sling it over.
Yeah, put it into your nose bag and kick you out. So that's one of the perks for old whoppers, is that you can order whatever you want. And then you have to order like a more respectable order from a person.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh no, I won't go large. Mm. Devastated.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
It's a great marketing scheme that they used.
But, no, I do prefer a touch screen to a human being, I think.
But it's just because it's less shame.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, there's just less risk involved of saying something weird or, you know.
Oh, yeah, you think you're going to say something
weird. You never
intrusive
know.
Intrusive thoughts.
Yeah, you never know, do you? It's a lottery, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hopefully one day everything will be automated and we'll all be penniless. That'd be great. Yeah, the machine makes it.
Everyone's just trying to fucking get you to sign on to their Patreon.
It's going to be a while before this is paying the mortgage.
Wow. We've got to go towards nature. We need more dogs and animals helping us. We need more Planet of the Ape, less iRobot.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean?
No, I'm not sure I do.
Because COVID, those 2 years, we got trapped for a little bit. We were stuck in for too long. We came reliant on laptops and stuff. Too much zooming.
Yeah.
If we didn't have that, we would have been out in nature. And I reckon we would have got closer to Planet of the Apes. In our timeline, I think we're closer to iRobots.
Right, okay. So you think we're focusing on the wrong things?
I think we've just gone down the other path. We're going to go towards Robot Land, Terminator. Yeah. And I would have preferred humanity to be overrun by apes. It was one or the other.
Those are the two choices we've got. Those are the two choices we've got. Yeah, 100%. I think if I could choose, I'd go for get to like 2004 and then just stop there. Just like keep it about that level of technology.
So
you got a mobile.
No iPhones?
No, nice. No iPhones. I'd say you got like a phone you can call and text on, like a Nokia. That's a bit earlier, maybe. You know, like a decent phone, but you can only really call and text on it. And then I'd like a sat nav, and then I'm pretty much an email.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's it. I reckon that's the sweet spot for technology.
That was something. Phone. How old are you in that?
In 2004, I was 20.
Do you think you just want to be 20 again?
Yeah. What I want is to be a lot younger.
No social media, or a tiny amount of social media. I'd say no social media. A bit of Bebo. But the internet was just like, here's information.
Maybe a bit of MySpace.
MySpace. No YouTube.
Yeah. I think we could live without it.
Yeah.
I think we could live without it.
But you learned so much.
You had YouTube in 2004.
Did you? Yeah. Going to the zoo and shit. That's right.
You know. Charlie bit my finger.
Oh, fucking great.
Good stuff. That's good stuff. I mean, I think the best YouTube video is Man on Trampoline Pants Falls Down. I think that's the best YouTube video. And that was one of the first ones on there. No one said anything funnier than that. Guy, he's on a trampoline. And then he does a big, like, bouncy flip. Mm-hmm. Big, like, back flip. And then when he bounces the second time, shorts falls down. He bounces off the trampoline and hits a wall. And his legs splayed. His cock and bollocks are flapping around all over the place. It's, like, timing-wise, it's perfection. It's the perfect video. Man on trampoline, trousers fall down.
Cock and bollocks on a trampoline are funny. And he's
in a giant mess as well. There's a moment, if you freeze it, he's off the trampoline, his head's hitting the wall, his legs akimbo, everything's on display. And if you freeze it, you go, this guy's in big, big trouble. Shorts are everywhere.
Mid-air.
Yeah, he's mid-air, head hitting the wall, legs akimbo, flopping around, and then he lands on the ground.
Hands nowhere near. He can't protect his head.
He's in no man's land. He doesn't know where he is. And then he gets up, and then a dog starts like biting his head, and he's like trying to put his shorts on, and he runs around the corner. It's perfection. And that was one of the first YouTube videos. I don't think anything that's been on there since is better than that.
That's great.
So yeah, I reckon that's the perfect level of technology.
But I reckon if we stayed at that, we would have ended up not iRobot, not Planet of the Apes. We'd have went Mad Max.
Oh, do you reckon?
I think, yeah.
Yeah. I like that you think that Planet of the Apes is sort of quite like a real genuine option for the sort of human race.
You don't think?
I don't really know the premise of Planet of the Apes. So
apes take over the planet.
Yeah. Yeah, I read that. Okay. All right, so I do know the premise.
So a week after winning the BBC,
yeah,
my dad came over to help me out. He gave me some money.
Oh, that's nice.
It didn't end nice.
No. What, was he annoyed?
No, he was being very kind. He drove all the way from Wales. And for some reason, instead of knocking on the door, he just texted me. He said, I'm outside.
Yeah, that's normal.
And I came and opened the door and I was sat on the step and I was like, where are you?
Yeah.
Where are you? He stayed in the car for about 10 minutes and didn't emerge. It's like, but this is the thing. He's been in my flat multiple times. He knows who I live with. It's like, just knock on the door.
Was he coming in?
Yeah, he was coming in.
It wasn't like you were going to go somewhere with him.
No.
Oh, okay. That is quite weird.
And then my landlord was there. Yeah. And then he ended up having a chat with my landlord for about 40 minutes because my landlord will just chew your fucking ear off.
Yeah, yeah.
I had to have a sit down in spoons with him before he let me sign the contract.
Really?
Yeah.
That's hell.
Hell. Yeah, and he's just telling me his life story. Told me that he wanted to fuck his cousin at one point when he was 16.
Wow. Okay.
Like, this man's 80 years old.
What? You know, 80 years ago. Wow, it was probably 60 years ago.
He said it with a shit-eating grin. He went, oh, yeah. But he started telling me about his cousin who is ill at the moment. And he said, oh, the husband sometimes gets a bit weird with me coming over. Because when we were younger, 16, our parents had to separate us.
Oh, my like, God.
And then he just smiled as he dipped his chip in his egg and gammon.
Holy shit. I like the fact that he's gone, I'm a landlord, but I want to take it seriously. I'm going to have a sit down with my tenants, make sure they're a normal guy, you know, make sure they're reputable, they're going to pay their rent on time. We'll go out for lunch and have a sit down while they sign the contract. But in that time, I'm going to tell them my darkest family secrets.
I reckon it's darker because he didn't give a fuck. He was proud
of
it.
Yeah, he was straight in.
He was like, oh, what do you think of that? Maybe it was a test.
Do you think, because you're quite a, I think the word's affable. I think you're quite an affable person. Do you think people sort of let their guard down around you because you're so easygoing?
I've got someone who I work with who said that recently. She's like, I don't know why I'm telling you this, Paul, but I just get a vibe where I can. And
I'm like,
I think I'm a good listener.
Do you reckon that's what it is?
And I get, I've watched enough reels about motivation that I can give like some blasé bullshit response to anything. I'm like,
that's nice.
But look inwards, mate. Yeah. Don't worry about this parking ticket. And they're like, oh my God.
So how did your dad and the landlord get on?
Well, they're just talking for ages.
That's a weird dynamic, isn't it?
Yeah. And in my head, I know it's the landlord who's doing most of the talking.
Yeah.
But again,
did you tell your dad about the cousin?
Yeah, eventually.
He did?
But not... No, or did he tell him? No, I told my dad,
right.
I think.
He didn't tell your dad. He's not telling everyone, then.
Again, I guess it's
special
my eyes.
Special treatment for Paulie.
Award winners only.
Yeah. This guy knows what I'm talking about. He's in with the Beeb. He knows what's going on.
Maybe he was just trying to get on, who do you think you are?
Yeah. I'd be a good one for that. I used to knob my cousin. You don't have to go back that far, mate. I'll give you the juice now.
But yeah, so again, it wasn't my dad's fault, but I'm sort of pissed off now.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's been an hour since he's got here.
It's hell, and you're not getting anything out of that.
Nothing. He is giving me money. But he could have just sent me the money.
Yeah.
He could have just sent it to me. We didn't need to have this sit down, but I guess we wanted to hang out. And I start being a bit cold towards him.
Towards your dad?
Yeah, and I'm just like, he's like, right, so how much do you need? I'm like, that's how much I need. And he goes, you sure? And I said, yeah, I'm sure. And he went, are you sure? And I like cut in and I went, I'm sure. And he went, all right, you fucking arsehole. You don't need to fucking talk to me like this.
Is the landlord still there?
I'm just trying to help you out. No, but my door is open.
Sure, yeah.
Everyone in my fucking...
It's tense. That's tense.
And he's just going in, going, you fucking dick, you fucking shit. I'm like sitting down, just taking it, letting it wash over me, just going, I can't react.
It's hard when they still have the money that you need.
It's got me by the balls.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's more the fact that he's doing this in my flat.
Yeah.
And everyone can hear it. And I'm just like, they don't need to hear this.
No, you could have, if you're going to have a row, have it on the phone.
Come on.
They need to row face to face. But we're not even ordering McDonald's face to face. I'm going to be rowing with my dad.
Get a Costa coffee machine in there. I'll
could have done with a bit of cafe background noise at that point.
I'll block you out with this alarm.
Got a coffee.
But he's giving me fucking both barrels. And there's a part of me that deserves it. But then I just go, all right. Can you not talk to me like that in my house? And he's like, all right. And he keeps going, keeps going. And then I just go, I don't need it. Don't worry about the money.
You didn't.
Uno reversed it.
Oh, that was the test, Paul.
No, I just went, don't need it.
Forget it.
Don't need the money. Don't need the money. And then he looks at me and he's like, because he's put more effort in. It's his money.
Yeah.
He's also driven an hour to get here.
But also...
He's had to go up against the landlord. And, you know, he's an old man who wants to hang out with his son. And I've just gone, I don't need it. Take your money. I'm not your slag. I'm not one of your girls, boy.
Because also, that's a test, isn't it? Because if you know that you can't react if you want the money,
mm-hmm.
you've just got to sit there and take your medicine. He's probably thought, I've got a few things built up over the years.
Yeah,
I'm going to give you the money, but I'm going to chew you out a little bit at the same time.
It was just weird because we haven't had an argument like that since I've lived with him.
He's probably been building it up, I reckon.
Yeah, you know, you don't call.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, see. So he thinks, I'll give you the money.
100% right, but it's also...
So you snubbed it.
It just felt like, oh, fuck me. This hasn't happened since I was like fucking 19, maybe.
Yeah. When you're in your flat, you know, you've got the award on the shelf.
Yeah.
You're walking around.
No, I gave the award to them.
Did you? To your mum and dad?
Yeah, mum's got the award.
Oh, that's nice.
But anyway, he's fucking doing all this. I say, uno reverse. No, not today. I'm not having it. I don't want the money if this is what's happening. And he just looks at me and goes, don't be like that.
Holy hell.
And he goes, and I go, no, because you called me a cunt.
Did he?
And he went,
that's a surprise.
His face drops like he's just seen a ghost who's going through his traumatic experience. He's like, I got called a cunt by my dad.
Yeah.
And now I've called my cunt a cunt. Yeah. Oh, the cunt cycle has just carried on.
Yeah.
I was supposed to break the cunt chains, but I haven't. All that sort of goes on in 1 second.
Yeah.
And then the next minute he just goes, I didn't call you a cunt. I said you're acting like a cunt.
Oh, that's much better. That is
that breaks me.
Yeah,
I start giggling.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And then we hug and everything's sound.
Wow. What an absolute roller coaster.
It was very funny to happen.
That's so funny.
And I was acting like a cunt.
Yeah. Did you get the money?
Yeah, I got the money. Yeah, I made him some steak.
Here we
both
go.
Said,
this is your problem, Paul. As soon as you got a bit of brass in your pocket, you're buying steaks with it. Hold on to it, Paul, for God's sake.
We had some steaks. We chatted. I said, you're shit at communicating, and I'm shit at communicating.
Yeah. Man, what a roller coaster couple of weeks it's been for you.
Yeah.
And that is highs and lows.
Yeah. And that, oh, it's been a while since I felt that small.
Do you think...
Because I was just like, Joe Riley's with his girlfriend and they can definitely hear this. I've got the teacher who I'm a teaching assistant to downstairs.
No way.
Who's 26 and I'm 31 and she can hear it all.
Like, oh my God, you live with the teacher that you TA for?
Yeah, I got it at the spot, man.
Wow.
She's sound though. We went to watch Gladiator 2 last night, me, her and Joe. Terrible film.
Hold on a minute. We'll get on to Gladiator 2. Have you had the BBC check through yet?
Not yet.
Come on, lads.
I know.
Come on, lads.
I still got an invoice on my...
cough it up.
My bus ticket.
They're still paying Hugh Edwards. Cough it up, lads. We all know you were paying Hugh Edwards for years.
They sent it to him.
Yeah, exactly.
he's a bonus.
Yeah, exactly. He's living it up. Poor old Hugh. No, not pure. No, I'll take that. I'll take that back, actually. Not poor old Hugh.
What did he get done for?
I think he texting like underage boys, I think.
Yeah, who were like looking for apprenticeships.
Well, do you know what it was? Because obviously everyone's seen the picture of his ass.
Is it, what? There's a picture of his ass?
Yeah,
you
must have seen it. Not, it's mental. Have you not seen the picture here?
This is the thing. I just think everyone's a pedo now.
He's taken the most bizarre picture you've ever seen. Because obviously he's quite...
The man who tells you about the queen
dying.
Yeah,
he did the queen's funeral, yeah.
He's not first trapping like, good enough for you, is he?
It's weird. He's like put the phone... It looks like he's put the phone on the ground and set a timer. And he's walked away. Because it's quite hard to take a picture of your ass, isn't it, really, when you think about it? I'm not sure how I would do it. So he's put it on a timer, like rested it on the floor, like pointing up. And then he's walked, obviously, like to the other side of the room. And then he's sort of turning around, so he's sort of looking. And I think he's got like a suit jacket on the top half and then like nothing on the bottom. So he's like, he's Donald Ducking, essentially.
This is 5 minutes before he goes out to do the 6 o'clock news.
Yeah, exactly. He's sort of got a Donald Duck vibe of like being in like smart clothes on the top and then nothing on the bottom.
It's mad because he's around cameras all day long. Like he could have just asked the grip for some help. Get a tripod in. Get a ring light at least.
Yeah. Even though it is mad because I think one of the things he got done for was someone sent him some underage pictures.
Uh-huh.
And then he apparently texts back being like, nah, come on. Keep him older like that. But he
didn't go to the police.
No. He's like, come on. Like, he's like, not that on the head, mate. Don't want any of that.
I'm going to blow up.
Yeah.
Blow up your spot.
Don't do that, mate. But apparently it's a crime even just to receive it, even if you don't want it. And I did think it would be quite funny. I thought... If I was getting sent down for that, I'd just text it to all my mates just so that they had to go to prison as well.
you fucking terrorist.
Lads, we're going to prison. Just stick it in the group chat.
We need to train a dog to stop.
That would be good, actually. That's not a bad idea. Now we're talking, this is getting clever now. Yeah. we've really cracked it. Because the dogs can smell stuff, can't they?
They can smell like cancers and shit. Exactly. They can smell bombs. If you can smell a bomb, you can smell a nonce.
We didn't even get onto Gladiator. Gladiator 2. Where did you go? Which cinema did you go to?
Every man. It was the closest
one. Fucking hell. Yeah. Ball this money. You're blowing through it.
No, they haven't given it to me yet.
Mate, well, what about the stuff from your dad?
That's what my dad's called me a cunt.
You can't go to the Everyman. It's too expensive.
You can once in a while.
Okay.
I don't go to the cinema very often.
That's fair.
Do you know what?
I do think... I mean, I go to the Everyman, but it is expensive.
Look at you, you cunt.
What?
You can't go to the Everyman. I go, but you can't.
I reckon the last thing I went to see there was like... Do you remember when they made a new Star Wars for the first time, like six years ago? Yeah. I think that was the last time. But it is expensive.
It's expensive. It's nice.
I guess it's close to you, though.
It's close. It was pissing it down.
Yeah.
When I could drive, when I had a car... I would drive to the Showcase.
Avonmead, yeah, it's class. It's lovely. That's close to my house. Showcase Avonmead, yeah. And it is class.
With the big sign outside.
Yeah, if you're not from Bristol, Showcase Avonmead is generally considered to be where the real people go.
Yeah, it's just cheaper, and everyone has a name tag that says this is my favourite movie.
Oh, really?
And you just question them and go, "Oh yeah, you like that one, do you?" No, not really. It's someone else. This isn't even my name. I go, sure.
I like that your conspiracy theories have stretched you. The people at Showcase Avonmead are lying about their favourite movies.
They do, because you ask them. I press them.
You ask them?
Yeah, I go.
Do you? Well, what's your favourite bit?
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Give me a summary. I've never seen that one.
Those poor employees. I remember the cinema near me when I was younger. They used to do a yard of Pepsi.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember a yard?
In a big, like...
Yeah, in like a big plastic, like, pretend like you're having a yard of ale. Because that's what kids want in the 90s. They're like, right, kids, have you ever drunk a yard of ale? No. Okay, well, now you can have a yard of Pepsi. And it's too much. You're just pissing through the whole film. It's way too much.
Yeah. Riley was jumping up and down during Gladiator.
He was jumping up and down?
He had to go for two pisses.
Oh, right. I thought you meant he was getting overexcited. Mm. Yeah, I'm not good once I know that I'm in a situation where it's hard to leave.
Yeah.
I'm always thinking about either having a wee or needing a wee, you know. I'm always thinking about it. Plus, I'm drinking yards of Pepsi, so.
He's a big boy now. He has two
yards.
You strike me
as the kind of guy you can hold it all day.
I will try.
Yeah.
But then I'm, like, super uncomfortable.
Yeah.
When I went to watch Dune.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Last
that,
Dune.
Yeah.
I was in London at the time, and I watched it in the IBF or the BBF.
I know what you mean.
The special cinema on a roundabout.
Yeah.
And I was like, that was 25 quid a ticket, though.
Wow. Okay.
And I thought it was just going to be like, it was school holidays. It was like 12 in the afternoon.
Jesus.
I was like, this is going to be empty.
Yeah, yeah.
It was rammed.
Was
to
it?
The gills. It was like we went to the
theatre. I guess it's like a tourist thing, isn't it? Yeah, yeah.
It's a special screen. It's like, this is the biggest thing. They did a talk before it as well.
Really?
And the lady was like making puns about the joke. And I was like, get on with it.
Did you do five? Get up.
I was like, let me tell you about pedos, eh?
Wow, Dune.
But no, that was a great film. Gladiator, terrible.
The film review section from Paul. Dune 2, good. Gladiator 2, terrible.
You've watched Gladiator, right?
I've seen the first one, yeah.
At the end of that, were you like, oh, there's more to the story?
No. Yeah, that's fair.
This sums it up. I won't tell you because it's quite new. It opens and it says Gladiator.
Yeah.
And then it stretches and then two emerges out of
the
eye.
Yeah.
It's not nice because that's essentially what they've done.
Yeah, yeah.
They've made a perfect film.
Yeah,
with a great legacy, and then they went, wow, we could get
just
some more money out of it.
But people, you went to watch it. That's the thing. You went to watch it because you went, I like Gladiator,
mm-hmm.
And to be fair, Denzel's in it.
Denzel's
the
good,
King.
But
oh,
he plays a fun sort of character,
very much
like Training Days, but in the olden times.
Did he do that laugh that he does where he goes like, ha, 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 ha? Well, that's what I like.
He's just a conniving cunt in it, which is great to see, because he's just playing everyone. He's just like, fuck it. He's like the real evil. Well, I've sort of given it away. He's an evil cunt.
All right. But is that part of the plot or is that a spoiler?
Yeah, it's part of the plot.
Okay. Denzel's the baddie.
Yeah. They've got two brothers who are on the throne who are great because they're like that guy from Lord of the Rings, not Lord of the Rings, Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah.
Who's the one everyone hates, Joffrey. So they're like him mixed with the original baddie from Gladiator, Joaquin Phoenix.
So you've got
these just like six sadistic cunts.
Real baddie.
Yeah,
real
and baddie. You're like, give me 40 minutes more of them.
Who's the Gladiator?
Fucking lad from Ireland. Pascal, Mascal, whatever his name is. Normal people. You know the one everyone loved?
Pedro Pascal?
No, he's in it, but the other cunt.
Paul Mescal. Oh, okay. Is he good?
No.
He's
not a gladiator.
He's no Russell.
He's a ball boy. That's what he is. And he knows it. He said, he said openly, I'm not going on steroids. He should have done at least one cycle.
Get him juiced.
It's so silly because he's tiny and then they've got ginormous genetic freaks.
Like wrestlers
and shit.
Yeah.
And you're like, where is he? Oh, he's there.
He's that one. Is it meant to be like a David versus Goliath kind of thing?
No.
No.
It's a money grab. It's a money grab. Ridley Scott.
Is it Ridley?
Ridley Scott, yeah.
Did he do it?
He directed it.
I knew he did the first one. I didn't know he did the second one. Yeah. Just a cash grab.
Ridley Scott has made so many shit films recently.
Here we go.
This is
an Under the Groomers movie zone.
It is.
Ridley Scott slammed. Gladiator 2 slammed.
Gladiator 2, Napoleon, I think he did. Fell asleep during that. It's just shit.
I went through a phase of watching really harrowing films when I first became a full-time comedian, like in the day by myself. I was thinking about that the other day, actually, when I spent my days
Hit me with some of your favourites.
I remember about the first 2 weeks when I quit my job and started doing comedy full-time and I wasn't very busy. And you're sort of waiting for your wife to come home from work. I remember I watched There Will Be Blood like 3 times. I don't know why.
It's such a classic.
Yeah, it's great. And I watched All Quiet on the Western Front.
Oh, the newest one or the old?
They're like the new one that's like in German. It's all in German and stuff.
I've heard it's great.
Yeah, it's really good. Yeah,
but it's on the list.
Really depressing, like really bleak.
Yeah.
And I don't normally like those kind of films, but when it's the daytime, you want to be like, well, I don't want to watch daytime TV because then I'll feel like a loser.
Yeah.
But if I watch like a big important film, well,
epic.
I'm not unemployed. I'm just, you know, I'm watching an epic film. But I haven't seen Napoleon.
Bollocks. Don't watch it.
Bollocks.
Absolute shite. It was so bad. It was advertised as an epic and then it got absolutely panned. And then Ridley Scott was like, no, it's a comedy. It's a comedy.
Oh, did it?
It's a comedy, yeah. And there is funny bits because you see Napoleon shagging and he shags funny. So funny.
Okay, this is definitely what's going to happen on the podcast now. Yeah. We're going to have to get you to do a movie review. Because I always wanted everyone to have their own thing. Jack was going to do advice. He was going to be the agony aunt.
Yeah.
I wanted Jules to do crime, but she didn't want to do it. But she's going to do reality TV because that's all we end up talking about. And, well, I mean, yours was always going to be whatever's going on in your head this week.
Yeah.
I knew I couldn't pin you down.
Yeah.
But I think a little movie review would be nice.
A little movie review.
I'd like you to...
I'll do a little investigating as well, you know.
Yeah. I mean, we're still going to do the big conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
The Planet of the Apes versus iRobot. Which way are we going?
Yeah.
But I think that'd be nice if we did a little movie review.
I like it.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Because so far... I really like Napoleon. Shag's funny.
He does.
That's the takeaway. Isn't it about 4 hours long? Yeah. What did you think of Napoleon, Paul? He shags funny, so that was quite good.
Me and Omari went to watch it and we both fell asleep twice.
Couple of brain boxes.
It was so bad.
I would watch you two watching Napoleon, just all full of snacks, nodding off. We should get him on this, actually, Omari. He's a very funny Bristol-based comedian.
He's the best. He came up to watch the final.
Did he?
I was introducing him to the BBC. I was like, he's my manager. Speak to him, please. Because he's such a fucking wind-up merchant.
Yeah. I used to like those videos he did where wasn't he dressed as a fox or something? He used to walk around Bristol dressed as a fox.
Fox News, baby.
Yeah, that's funny. I used to like it when he did that. Really funny.
Yeah, he's good at
fox. We'll get him on this.
Scene from There Will Be Blood.
Yeah, yeah. Which one? Does he shag funny in that?
He doesn't shag at all in that.
No, there's very little shag.
He robs babies, though.
Does he?
He doesn't rob. I think he's... He doesn't rob the baby. He saves the baby, really.
I can't remember. To be honest with you, my memory's so bad.
Starts, you know, him and that guy, they're trying to find oil, and the guy has a child.
Oh, I didn't even clock that.
The guy dies.
Oh, yeah.
And then
oh,
he
yeah,
takes the
course.
Baby.
Yeah.
And he raises.
Yeah.
You're a bastard from a basket.
Yeah. I remember.
I drink up your milkshake. Yeah, I'm done. It's so much. I'm an oil man.
Yeah. That's really. Yeah, I might watch that again, actually.
It's such a fun film. Yeah, first really time good. I watched it, I was too young and I was like, I don't get any of this.
Yeah, sure. You get a few of those. DDL's retired now, though, hasn't he?
Is he? Yeah, he's not. He's come back.
Has he?
He's going to do a film with his son.
Uh-oh.
Nepo baby, yeah.
Yeah, that's a shame.
Smart, like.
Yeah,
but
everyone's doing it. He'll be doing a podcast with his wife next. Everyone's doing it.
Favourite scene from There Will Be Blood, though, fucking in the church when, you know, the preacher is
oh,
like,
yeah, he's good, isn't he? Your man.
Yeah, because their battle is so fun to watch.
Yeah.
And he's just beating him and he's going, give me the blood. Give me the blood, Daniel. What's his name? Eli. Yeah. Give me the blood, Eli. Give me the blood so I can leave. I've abandoned my boy. Yeah. I've abandoned my child.
Wow, yeah. It's like watching it. It's like watching the film.
Can't do any art with any of Gladiator. I wish
no,
I could recite.
That's true.
At one point, this is how shit the fucking script is. He's trying to get out of jail and he's made friends with this guy. And he goes, the guy's going, should I trust you? And he goes, yes. And then he just opens the door.
Yeah,
and
great.
You're like, this is so lazily done.
I think they just thought, we'll just, what they want is like the big epic fight. Well, the fight's good. The fights must have been good.
CGI'd monkeys.
Not CGI.
CGI'd monkeys.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
Like to the point where it takes you out of it a bit.
We know how much you hate CGI.
I hate CGI.
Do you like the Planet of the Apes films?
I haven't watched any of them.
Have you not?
No,
I've watched CGI as
well. Watched one or two.
I agree with you because you just think, well, it's not real at all, is it? So, no.
And it's not good enough, especially for like fight scenes.
I completely agree with you. No CGI in There Will Be Blood. I like the bit where at the end, when he's old, and then he just starts throwing bowling balls at him, yeah. And he's on the lane. That's really funny. Yeah, that's really funny because we've all wanted to do that.
I sold it. Yeah, but I can't remember any of it. I just like him.
It's great when you start doing it because you sort of really sort of, I feel like you become, what's he called? Plain View?
Oh, yeah. Plain View.
Yeah. Well, we'll watch a film. Maybe we'll both watch the same film between now and the next record.
Okay, yeah.
And then we'll do a little movie review.
What's on your list?
On my list to watch.
Yeah.
Maybe we could do Citizen Kane.
I've never seen Citizen Kane.
I don't think I've seen Citizen Kane either.
I don't want to. Already, as soon as you say that, I'm like, isn't that like a 4-hour? That's a huge, like.
I don't think it's long. I just think it's old and probably quite boring now because we're thick.
Yeah. I'm like, a
couple of dummies.
An Arnie film would be fun.
You want to watch an Arnie film?
Yeah.
Have you seen The Running Man?
Running Man.
Have you seen The Running Man?
No, I haven't.
You
that's
should
the
watch
one
the
about the they play game, right?
Yeah, it's incredible.
Okay, yeah.
One of the all-time greats. One of the all-time great Arnie films.
Yeah.
All right, we'll watch The Running Man, and then next week we'll talk about The Running Man, and we'll get your scoop on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sound? All right.
That'd be great.
Or we won't.
Or we won't.
Or we won't, and you can just describe it to me.
All right, great. Let's watch The Running Man. I want to watch that this week anyway, so that's perfect.
Have you watched Old Boy?
No, I haven't. That was a film at school where everyone told you to watch it.
Yeah.
I think it sounded scary, so I didn't watch it, I don't think.
Old Boy would be Battle Royale?
Yeah, I've seen Battle Royale.
So is Running Man similar to Battle Royale?
It's a similar concept. Yeah. It's the future. Arnie in his absolute pomp. He looks incredible. Like, when he was huge, but young and... God, he's amazing. He looks incredible. So, it's like, yeah, it's the future. It's a nightmare. There's a game show where you have to survive and you're being hunted. You have to run through a big gauntlet, basically.
Terrible game show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'd rather have a hole in the wall.
Yeah, it's like the original hole in the wall. It's like Michael McIntyre's The Wheel. Yeah. All right, we'll watch The Running Man and then we'll come back. And
there's also a film out about nonces that we should watch. Cillian Murphy.
Oh, yeah, Killian.
Cillian, yeah.
What's it about?
Irish lad. Finds out that the nuns are fucking the kids.
Oh, shit.
I think. I'm not entirely sure.
We are back. We're back on topic at last. All right.
You know that's going to be a good one.
It sounds quite harrowing.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know,
If I'm, you know,
do you like him? Do you think he's a fan? He's a good looking Killian. Lad. Yeah,
yeah, he's a good looking lad.
But he's hard looking, isn't he?
Yeah, but he's a good looking boy.
It's like he's been on some sort of drug.
Killian.
Yeah,
he's got a face with history in it.
Yeah,
he's good in
heroin.
He's good in the Batmans, isn't he? He's good.
As the mask. Yeah. The fucking.
Yeah. I haven't really seen him in anything, really, I don't think. Have you seen Oppenheimer?
Not yet.
I haven't seen that.
Or maybe that's a good one.
That's a good one we could watch.
There's fucking in that.
Is there?
Scientists fucking.
Really?
Yeah. Every biop about great men, it's just like, we're going to have one scene where we show them being. Yeah, dogs. See that.
Yeah, I think I'm sort of at the point now. Maybe it's because I'm old, but even if you need to say that these two people had sex, yeah. I really don't see the point. I've been watching Dexter, bit of a throwback. Oh, yeah. Never saw it the first time around, so I thought I'd watch Dexter, and it's really aged because it's like that was like one of the first big ones, wasn't it?
Yeah,
Dexter, and like it's about this guy, and he's a serial killer, and everyone knows it's like the most famous TV show. But then I'd say once or twice an episode, I have to see him on the job. And I don't want to see him knob. I want to know what... I'm in it for the murder.
Has he got a nice cock?
Well, you don't see his cock. It's not it's not hardcore. But I don't want to see...
It's not man on trampoline.
I totally see more cock in that.
Dexter on trampoline.
Dexter on trampoline pants fall down.
That's another one for the Beeb. Come on.
What
happens when you have a massive hit and another massive hit and you add them together?
It's the reboot.
Greater hit.
I just think that's the next thing I want to happen. To phase out actually watching people knob in films and TV shows. I don't want to see it.
Yeah.
Doesn't do anything for me. It's basic, also, because they don't, like, you know, we're talking about, do you see his knob? You don't even see the knobbing. So what you see is a man's ass going up and down. That's normally what you see. Bit of boob, man's ass.
Napoleon, you just see him bent. He's still in like regale.
Has he got the hat on?
100% regale.
Yes, he got the hat on. I think even Napoleon would take his little hat off.
Because this is back in a couple hundred years ago. There's not enough fires. They're all cold. So she's got all her fucking. Yeah. You just lift her up, bend her over. Yeah.
He's a little fella.
He's so small. So you just see her, like, look, they're both looking at the camera. Her face doesn't move at all.
No, and she's meant to be not enjoying it.
He's grinding, he's gurning.
He's got like a little, yeah.
He's got spit coming out the side of his mouth. Give me a bit.
Oh, that Napoleon, eh? What was he like?
So it is kind of, it's a funny film.
Yeah, sounds great. It does sound like a funny film. I'm going to watch that. I'll watch that definitely. Anything to plug?
Mr. Wolves.
Come to Mr. Wolves every Sunday. If you're in Bristol, Mr. Wolves is every Sunday. Lazy Dogs every Tuesday. IMC at the Hen and Chickens a lot. If you're in Bristol, come down to that. But other than that, stay frosty. Thanks, and congratulations again.
No, thanks, man.
The King.
Congratulations to you.
BBC. Yeah, congratulations to everyone.
I've seen your diary.